I am very excited and honored to introduce our speaker to you, even though I already did it. If you look in your bulletin, you will see that Elder Paul Ratsara is the president of the South African Indian Ocean Division. But let me tell you the other side of this man and his family. You heard Paul Jr.'s prayer, and tonight you'll be listening to his son Moses' sermon. We need and do have some watchmen on the walls of Zion. Elder Ratsara is one of those watchmen. He not only loves the Lord, but he knows the mission and the message of this church. And political and cultural pressures has not conformed his thinking, but the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. And I am very thankful that our congregation has the privilege of closing the year with the president speaking to us, the president of the South African Indian Ocean Division. And I know God will use you, Elder Paul, in a mighty way, and we're very glad you are here today.
Good afternoon, church. Thank you so much, Pastor Neri, for that wonderful introduction and welcome to me and to my entire family. We are so happy to be here. My wife and I and the children, part of our children now, in one in New Zealand and one in Australia, but part of our family, we are here. Mary just sang. Thank you so much, Mary, for using the gift that the Lord has given you to glorify God. And Paul prayed, and this afternoon, as Pastor Neri mentioned, Moise will preach during the Vesper program. It is so good to be back to this wonderful church. This morning already, I was blessed, and I think you too, you are blessed. If you are blessed, just raise your hand and say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the baptism. Thank you so much for arranging the baptismal ceremony during our visit here. As you can see, soul winning is in my blood. And to see people baptized is just a joy. And I want to congratulate the newly baptized members and their families for this great decision that we have taken. That is the best decision that we have taken in your entire life, because the impact of that decision is not temporary, it is permanent, as long as you cling to Jesus. I want to thank the Lord for this church, for the stand that you have taken to uphold the truth and to remain to be part of the remnant church. I want to thank you, Pastor Neri, for leading out this church, and also Pastor Neet. I know I was so happy to see him this morning, because he was one of the young people that we mentored, and he is here to help you. And Silvana was doing the children's story, and with the little girl there. So we are so proud of all of you. And to see that the church is almost full during holiday time, that tells a lot. And thank you, my head elder, for supporting strongly our pastor. I saw you praying for the candidates. This is the key to success. Lay people and pastors working together to finish God's work. And we are seeing this here. And I know that with that kind of attitude, there is no other way than to succeed for the glory of the Lord. And the proof is today. 8 candidates, 8 wonderful souls were baptized. And you are now officially part of God's church and part of God's family. And we pray that you will spend eternity with Jesus Christ, not only here, but forever. That is the most important. So we want to thank you for your warm welcome. May the Lord bless you as you continue your journey, spiritual journey. Would like also to bring the greetings from your brothers and sisters at the Southern Africa Indian Ocean Division. We are just part of God's family. It is amazing to think that we are part of God's family, one family, and that is the family of God. Greetings from your brothers and sisters from the Southern Africa Indian Ocean Division. We are now almost, I think by now, we are already 3.5 million baptized members. In the 23 countries of the southern part of the continent and the islands in the Indian Ocean are spreading, worshipping in more than 22,000 congregations in our division. We love you, we are praying for you, for the whole church, and we believe that you are praying for us as well. So we would like to greet you and bring the greetings from your brothers and sisters. Are you accepting the greetings from your brothers and sisters? If you accept, just wave and say amen. Amen. Now, we would like to bring your greetings as well, if you wish. As a family, do you want to send your greetings to your brothers and sisters? If the way you received, the way you give, just wave and say amen. 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 I, by the way, just want to ask my wife to stand, Joanne. We're happy to that my wife and I, with the children, we are here. This afternoon, we would like us to listen to the voice of God. Before that, I'd like us just to bow our heads as we pray. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for this wonderful moment that we can spend with you, worshipping you and fellowshipping and encouraging one another. Just want you to just take over right now and just guide and speak to us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. As you can see, the year 2015 is about to end. About a week or less, this year, 2015, will be part of eternal past. But the question that is begging an answer is, what is the message of God for us, for you and for me, as we end this year 2015 and as we enter a new one, 2016? What specific message God wants us to have? And now, as we are celebrating Christmas, as we are celebrating the gift of gifts, and that is Jesus Christ, what is the message that God wants us to have? That has been the question, and I prayed, said, Lord, just give the message for the church, for me, and for all of us. And this afternoon, I would like us to talk about the message of praise and thanksgiving. You see, when the year ends like this, we need to do two things. The first one is to look back. To look back what God has done for us this year. And then look forward. What is the plan of God for us? And to answer that question, I would like us to open our Bibles. And that is in Psalm. Psalm 103, we have already read part of it. But if we study the Psalm 103, we will realize that God has a message for us, a special message as we end this year and as we enter the new one. Psalm 103, it starts with verse 1, bless the Lord. Are we together? Psalm 103, verse 1. We are going to study the entire psalm, but of course we will not have time to go into the details of verse by verse, but we will try to understand the message of God for you and I. First verse, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. It is a call to bless the Lord, a call to praise the Lord. Because in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible talks about a category of people who did not thank God. And I read that, Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish heart were darkened. This category of people in the Old Testament, they did not thank God. Unfortunately, many times, we don't thank God enough. We don't praise God enough. It appears that we become very scanty and scarce when it comes to praising God. We are very quick to ask, but very slow to thank God and to praise God. And we need to be careful. And that's why our psalm says, praise God. And actually, if you read a little bit before this, Psalm 34, verse 1, it is said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So we are called to bless or to praise God all times. But are we praising God all times? Are we thanking God all times? While we conclude this year, we need to assess ourselves. We need to evaluate ourselves. How is our praising life? We are talking about prayer life. Are we praising God enough? Not that we don't know how to praise. You see, those who love sport, naturally, they praise the players. And they can spend the whole day praising the heroes. So, as human beings, we are meant to praise. But unfortunately, we are quite reluctant to do that for God. We praise over things, we praise over people, but somehow, we are not praising God enough. We need to praise God at all time. And Psalm 145, verse 2, I just read it in your hearing. Every day I will bless you and I will praise your name forever and ever. So the Bible talks about praising God, not just once in a while, but our life must be a praising life. Thanking God for what He has done. So how we are going to do that? What do we need to do for us to be more praising God? Here is the key. Right in Psalm 103. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Forget not That means remember. Remember the blessings of the Lord. Count the blessings of the Lord. We are not praising God enough because we are not counting the blessings of the Lord. Not necessarily big things. Listen to the prayer of this gentleman. And he prayed, Lord, thank you so much that some people, they have appetite, but they don't have food. Some, they have food, but they don't have appetite. But you have given me both. I have food, and I have the appetite to eat it. Just little things and big things. We need to be intentional in thanking God, counting the blessings of the Lord. We are very good at counting the sufferings and the trials and all of this, but in counting of the blessing of the Lord, we are found wanting. I try to practice this, counting God's blessings. And actually one day, I decided to count the blessings of the Lord from my childhood. Since the time I remember things, I started how the Lord guided me. And then when I reached my teenage years, how God just preserved me. I was poisoned, but I didn't die. And then I was in darkness. I was a pagan. Then somehow the Lord through the New Testament and the Psalm that I've discovered, I read that, and from cover to cover, and when I reached the section of the cross, I felt the power of the cross. The power of Jesus Christ. And in the midst of darkness, I was snatched and the flash of the light of God just upon me. And then I was converted. And I counted the blessings of the Lord. Then the family and serving the Lord. And then I went, my mind right now went to, for example, to the Congo when I was kidnapped. Then, in a miraculous way, God just intervened. Of course, I didn't die. That's why I stand here. But I count all of this and many things. And as I continued, I realized that there are many. I would have spent a whole week just counting the blessings of the Lord. There are many. My brothers and my sisters, our text is saying, count the blessings of the Lord. Forget not. That means remember, count them. I think if we emphasize the blessings of the Lord, all our heartaches, all our trials become minimum. You know, in mathematics, there are the minus and the plus. Yes or no? If you add minus 5 plus 10, what is the result? 5. That minus 5, you add 10 positive, becomes positive. We should not play up our sufferings, our heartache, the negative part of life. Play them down. But the positive aspects of life, we need to emphasize them. We need to count them. And that is the way for us to be strong. You know, Jesus Christ said it plainly. In this world, we have tribulations and heartache and many things. But he said, remember, I've overcome. That means you find all of these things. But remember, I am. Remember, Jesus Christ. Who blessed us. So the first thing that we need to remember is, let's learn to count the blessings of the Lord. This reminds me of a brother. He came to the pastor. He said, "Pastor, I am done. There is no hope for me." There's nothing. I don't even see why I should continue to live. And the pastor said, "I'm sorry, my brother. So you have lost everything." He said, "Everything, pastor. I have lost. There's nothing left." "Oh, so you have lost. I'm sorry, you have lost all your children." "No, pastor, I have them." "You have lost your wife." "No, my wife is there." "Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I did not get you." "That means you have no friends at all? All your friends are gone?" "No, some of them actually, they are encouraging me." "So my brother, what do you mean that you have lost everything?" "Oh, pastor, thank you so much that you have reminded me that I have not lost everything." What was the problem of this brother? He emphasized the loss and he forgot what the Lord has given him. We are so much, sometimes our mind is full of what we don't have that we don't value what we have. We need to learn to emphasize the positive side. And that's why we can respect what it is said, giving thanks always for all things in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, but prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." And then in Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." That is the command of the Lord. As we end this year, let's rethink our way of seeing God and His doing. Forget not all His benefits. What are these things? Psalm 103 emphasize at least three things that we need to look at that will help us to thank God. And I would like us to study those three or four things. I have categorized them into chunk. We need to thank Him. We need to praise Him and count the blessings. First, verse 7. Psalm 103, verse 7. I start with verse 7. I read, He made known His way. Verse 7. "He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel." What is that? It is the Torah. That means the way of God, the Word of God. We need to thank God for the Bible. We need to thank God for the spirit of prophecy. We need to thank Him. Can you think of a world without the Bible? Can you think of a church without the Bible? Can you think of an individual, of a Christian without the Bible? Unfortunately, some, they don't. They may have it physically, but they don't have it in their heart. And you see the difference. But the point here, psalmist is saying, thank God for Torah. Thank God for the Bible. Thank God for the scriptures. How many times have we thanked God for the Bible? We need to be thankful that we have the Bible. And when you see, when I like studying the Reformation, the way this Bible is kept, what the quantity of the blood that was shed because of the Bible. Just try to study those people who work hard and sacrifice their lives for the Bible to be kept. And here we are. We have it, but unfortunately many times we don't value it enough. That reminds me as well of an old lady. So a young man knocked on the door, selling books. Said, "Hey, grandma, these are books, spiritual books." She said, "I'm a Christian. I don't need more books. I have a lot of them, and I have the Bible." But I said, "You can just you need more Bible, Grandma. More books that will help you to understand even the Bible." I said, "No, I cannot read because I've lost my glasses." Really? He said, "Yes, for some time now I've lost my glasses." Said, "But I don't know where it is, where the glasses are. I'm just hoping that one of these days I will find the glasses." And then she went into a room and he said, "Let me show you that what I'm saying is true, that I have a Bible." So she went into the room and brought the Bible, her Bible. And she was so happy. She said, "Oh, you are happy." "Yes, I'm happy," she said, "because I found my glasses in the Bible." What is the meaning of that? It was quite some time that she has not read the Bible. And she forgot the glasses there. We need to value the scriptures. Can you think of your life without the promises of God? Without the plan of salvation made known to you? So the psalmist said, "Thank you, Lord, for the scriptures. Thank you, Lord, for the way. Now I know what to do." We need to be deliberate in studying, in thanking God for the Bible. And now let me talk about the spirit of prophecy. You know, the spirit of prophecy, sometimes people think, "Oh, that is just devotional." And they even start to say, "No, this is not important." But let me tell you, without the spirit of prophecy, our church would have never been the way it is now. I believe in the spirit of prophecy. It is the gift of God. It is the lesser light, but it is light. And we need it. So I would like us to thank God for the spirit of prophecy, for the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. And in thanking Him, we must read the Bible and the spirit of prophecy and put into practice what is written there. Praise God for the spirit of prophecy. Praise God for the Bible. The next part is verse 8 to 11. Our psalm, verse 8 to 11. I read this. 8 to 11. "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever." And verse 10, "He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities." And verse 11, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him." And then verse 17, the same chapter, But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him. And then I would like us to read Lamentations chapter 3 verse 20. Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 3 verse 20 to 24. We know this passage very well. Chapter 3 verse 20 to 24. And I read, "My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope." Verse 22. "Through the Lord's mercy we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him." We need to be grateful for the mercy of God. Many times we take it for granted that God is merciful, and we don't value it. But the Bible says that without the mercy of God, we would have been consumed right now. But every morning, God renews His mercies. It is not just once and for all. Renewed every morning. It is active. And we need to thank Him. Think of the mercy of God. That we are here now alive. We need to be thankful. You know, many times we think that when we go to bed, then automatically morning we get up. No. Some people, they went to bed and then in the morning, they were no more. Life is not just automatic. Life is given. Physical life is given. Some, they have started this year, but they couldn't finish it. They are no more now. But you and I, we are here. Not that we are better than them, but God has still a plan for us. And on His mercy, we can still stand now. And we need to thank Him for every breath, every step we are making. We need to thank Him, because it is only from Him that we can do what we are doing right now. So we need to be intentional, my brothers and my sisters, in praising God, in thanking God. We should not forget those things. Even the sun, even the air. Sometimes we think that when we stand, you can't breathe automatically and it is given. No, some people, even the air is there, they cannot use it because they are sick. We need to thank Him. Sometimes an idea comes to my mind. You know, water used to be free. There was a time when water was free. Then some people decided, no, I must manage this water. So for you to have water, you must buy. Can you imagine the time when the air, you have to buy air to breathe? I believe that that will never happen. Because that means death for the poor right away, because they will not have. But we need to thank Him. Those little things, they are not little, but we are so used to them that we don't consider them as important. Let's thank them. Thank God for them. So the mercy of God, that is in the physical arena. But now, when it comes to the spiritual arena, think of our sins. Think of the things that we have done. It is only by the mercy of God that we are alive today.
Amen.
If it was not the mercy of God, all of us in one second will be consumed by the fire of God. But God is so merciful. And we need to thank Him all the time. Thank Him for the Bible. Thank Him for the Spirit of prophecy. Thank Him for His mercy. Thanking Him for His compassionate love. And now, let's go back to our text. Psalm 103. It talks about, verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases. Who redeems, verse 4, who redeems your life from destruction. Salvation. Forgiveness. Think of the forgiveness of God. It's just amazing. When you think of God who is holy, He has never committed sin, and He deals with us with mercies and grace. Forgiveness of our sins. And for this forgiveness, and especially when you think of human beings, we tend not to forgive. It's hard. But of course, we as Christians, we need to follow the example of our Father. But God who knows everything about us, not only our acts, but our thoughts, our motives, they are all known by God. But still, God is willing to forgive us. For us, we don't even know the minds of people. What people think. But even the acts, many are not willing to forgive. But for God, He knows everything. And He's willing to forgive. We need to thank Him. We need to praise Him for this spirit of forgiveness. Forgiveness. As we close this year, we need to thank God for His forgiveness. But at the same time, we need also to accept His forgiveness. Many times, God is willing to forgive us, but we don't forgive ourselves. And the burden is so heavy because we have never forgiven ourselves. But as we conclude this year, we need to bury these things with the year, not even with the year, but today. We must accept the offer of God of forgiveness. You see, many times we carry burdens that we should not carry. There was this old lady. She carried heavy load. And then there was a cart drawn by oxen. So the young people who took care of this oxen, said, "Grandma, you are tired. Let us help you. Be in the cart." "Oh, thank you, children. You are so kind." So the old lady came into the cart. But once she sat, she put the load still on her head. Right there in the cart. And the young people said, "No, Grandma, you don't need to do that. Since you are already in the cart, everything is carried by the cart, including this load." We as Christians, sometimes we are like that. We are in Jesus Christ. And we still carry the load that we have already asked Jesus Christ to carry. As we conclude this year, let's just thrust those loads at the cross. The Spirit of Prophecy, in the book, This Day with God, page 63. I like this. Listen to this very carefully. This feeling of guiltiness must be laid at the foot of the cross of Calvary. The sense of sinfulness has poisoned the springs of life and true happiness. Now Jesus says, lay it all on me. I will take your sin. I will give you peace. Destroy no longer your self-respect. For I have bought you with the price of my own blood. You are mine. Your weakened will I will strengthen. Your remorse for sin I will remove. Then turn your grateful heart, trembling with uncertainty, and lay hold upon the hope set before you. God accepts your broken, contrite heart. He offers you free pardon. He offers to adopt you into His family with His grace to help your weakness. And dear Jesus will lead you on step by step if you only put your hand in His hand, in His, and let Him guide you. What is bothering you this afternoon? All of us, we have sinned. We are sinful and we are sinners. We have erred this year. We have let God down. We have probably hurt someone. We have made mistakes. We are sinners. But I have good news for us today. We don't need to carry that load and cross over the new year. This is the time for us to decide just to accept the offer of Jesus Christ. Let's just confess our sins. That is the way for us to be liberated. The medicine is here. The remedy is here. We just need to take the medicine. We don't need to be sick spiritually. We don't need to be crushed by the burden or our guilt or grudges or remorse. God has already provided a solution for that. What we need now is just to come to the cross with our sins. All of them. Sins of omission, things that we should have done, but we have not done. And sins of commission, things that we have committed. Bring them all to the cross. All of them. And lay them at the feet of the cross. And through the blood of the Lamb, we confess our sins. And God will pardon us. God will forgive us. His blood is enough to wash all our sins. And we come to Him. And as it is said here, He offers to adopt you into His family with His grace to help your weakness. And Jesus will lead you step by step. What good news. And also among ourselves, have you hurt someone? Humble yourselves. Ask God. And go and ask for forgiveness. And maybe someone else hurt you. Don't hold grudges. There's no need. Just forgive. And you are free. Free from guilt. Free from remorse. And start afresh. You see, life is a system of ending and beginning. This is how God conceived or created us. Day and night. Beginning and end. The week start and end. The month start and end. The year start and end. That's why we have always a chance for a new beginning. a new beginning, a new chance. So take this, my brother, take this, my sister, as a new chance. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Whatever happened in 2015, just come to Jesus. Start afresh. Again, press the delete button and then press start in your computer, spiritual computer, and the computer will start again. And there is something that needs to be deleted, delete again through the blood of Jesus Christ and start again. That is life. So take heart. God loves us. Then, toward the end of our psalm, what else we need to thank for? For renewed strength, for healing. Renewed strength. We thank God for strength. And when you talk about the renewed here, it talks about also eternity. And healing. Some people, you know, God's children always will be healed. If you pray for healing, the answer for God's children is always yes. But the difference is the time for healing. Some will be healed immediately. Some will be healed later. But some, in God's wisdom, will only be healed when He comes. So the healing here is also about the resurrection. We thank God for healing. We thank God for healing now. And we thank God for the healing that will come. Thank God for that. And lastly, verse 19. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. What is the meaning of that? We need to thank God that despite of all we're seeing right now, this world is in a chaotic condition. You look around, you see heartache, you see all kind of things. And then the Bible says, the psalmist says, God is still on His throne. He is still in control. The psalmist says that what we are seeing right now, it is temporary. The permanent will come. So we need to thank Him. We need to praise Him that what we are seeing is not permanent. It is temporary. So when you pass through challenges, the trials of life, you need to say, this is not permanent. This is temporary. The permanent will come. You know, when you pass through challenges in life or trials, and as you know, I passed through that. When you pass through the valley of death or trials, it is like driving during the night. You know, when you drive during daytime, you see far, even 5 miles, even 10 miles, you see mountains, you see hills from afar. And you know for a fact where you are going. But when you drive at night, your vision is limited. Maybe just half a mile, even less sometimes. But one thing is sure, you have enough light to go forward. And as you go, the light that may be 300 yards, will continue. And you continue, and you continue. You have enough light to continue. And finally, the daytime comes. When you pass through challenges in life, and you think that it is dark, you don't see far, you don't understand, keep going. With that little light you have, just use that, and the great light will come. That little light is just temporary, but the great light will be permanent. So as you pass through 2016, the Lord has never promised that it will be always smooth. Never. But one thing is sure, He will always be with us. And He will always provide enough light to go forward. For you to arrive, to arrive at the finish line. This is the promise of God. And that is the future. God has blessed us during 2015. We need to thank Him. Some you drove during night time, some daytime. But we are here. We have arrived here. Some of you are still, some maybe are still driving during night time. Challenges of life. But keep going. Day will come. Continue. And it will continue this way. 2016. Keep it up. The Lord is with us. The Lord who has taken care of us during this year is the same God who will take care of us 2016. So we have no fear. And the result of all of this is in verse 4. Who redeems your life from destruction. The word there, redeem, reminds the kinsman with the right to buy back. The word goel, redeem, redeem, redemption now, but especially redemption then. Soon and very soon, we will be redeemed. Our hope is in the kinsman with the right to buy back, that is Jesus Christ. And the world is celebrating Christmas now. And we too, we are celebrating the gift from above, even though we don't believe that He was born in December 25. But He was given by God. And we say, celebrate that gift. The goel, our goel, the kinsman that can buy us back. And He is going to come back to finalize His redemption. Right now, He has redeemed us from sins. But He will come to redeem us from mortality. And to give us the immortality and to live forever. So as we face 2016, let's face it with praises, let's face it with thanksgiving, and let's face with hope and determination and faith that God will give us the joy, give us the strength to carry on. So my message, the message of today is this. Never give up. Take courage and thank Him. And let's wait for the coming of Jesus, the permanent one. And make sure by His grace that you will never miss that great appointment. So today, do you want to make a commitment to tell God that the Lord, oh God, just help me to be faithful. Help me to be strong. Do you want to make that commitment? You just raise your hand. May the Lord be with us. Amen.
Shall we pray? Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To our God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now in 2015 and forever. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.